Before you get a dog, you can't quite imagine what living with one might be like. Afterward, you can't imagine living any other way. As Carolyn Knapp simply puts it in Pack of Two, integrating a dog into your family changes your life. My name is Jack Samicelli, and I'm a first-year student here at Lafayette College. I conducted an interview with Professor Fiola, a government and law instructor, about his unique relationship with his dog, Loki. In the interview, Professor Fiola elaborated on the close bond him and his family have with their dog, as well as how this relationship fostered a positive change in their dog's behavior. In order to understand the full development of the dog's integration into the family, Professor Fiola took me back to where it all began.
So I've gotten a few shelter dogs in my life, and what I've learned is that you often go in with kind of big plans in your mind.
Yeah.
What kind of dog you want, what kind of dog you're looking for. Sometimes you see them online, and you get there and things are entirely different.
What made you decide on him? Like, so did you go to the shelter and you just picked them out, or did you like know online looking at him?
So then we went down to this other section of the shelter that was separate from the main shelter, where I guess, dogs need a little more silence-based calmness where they put them. And so we went down there, there was just this one pen where you couldn't even see a dog in the front at all. We thought it was an empty pen. My wife looked, from bed down, looked back there. She saw this dog in the back, just lying in his bed. He wasn't coming to the front to either bark at people or meet people like all the other dogs. And, we got him out, we took him on the walk, we met him, and my wife was in love. He crawled up on my wife's lap. He is a big pit bull.
Yeah.
I think she was sold from that point forward.
Adopting from a shelter can be a very trying experience for many people. Shelter dogs tend to have many unforeseen challenges. Jessica Pierce, an American bioethicist, philosopher, and writer, discussed some of the common issues amongst shelter dogs in her book, Run Spot Run. She says, "Most shelter dogs have no training, and some have only lived outside. Behavioral problems are common." Professor Fiola elaborated on the latter, and the challenges presented to him and his family because of this.
So he was a dog that was largely left alone in the basement, taken away from his litter far too early, then, without any meaningful human connections for a long time. So he is intensely and closely bonded to us. He has, what is called, I don't know how much you guys have talked about this, but I guess what's called separation anxiety.
Okay.
So he's intensely bonded to us. When we leave him alone, he gets really stressed out.
Loki was isolated and removed from his litter at a crucial period in dog development. This period of time, from about 3 weeks of age to 12 weeks of age, is when dogs are most apt to learn proper dog-to-dog and dog-to-human behaviors. Because of this early separation, he developed a social issue called separation anxiety. Separation anxiety manifests itself in many different ways, such as defecating, urinating, barking, chewing, and/or many other destructive behaviors. Loki was left alone in a basement and deprived of necessary environmental exposures. This proved to be incredibly detrimental to his social behaviors and had an unexpected impact on Professor Fiola's family.
We've learned, to live with it. We just take him in a lot more places than we would have any other dog.
Okay.
At the beginning, he would get kind of panicked because, the only people he'd ever known were leaving him behind. He didn't know when we were coming back, he didn't know if we were coming back.
The ability to give the dog a stress-free life has been accomplished by Professor Fiola's wife's ability to work remotely. Professor Fiola and his family have modified their lives for their dog, and because of this, Loki has been able to grow and develop into a much more stable dog. He is an emotional presence and anchor during the many chaotic moments between the parents and their hectic toddler.
And at the end of the day, when she finally goes to bed, you can just look at him and he looks at you, he's kind of been holding the house down the entire time.
Yeah.
He's been the figure of emotional stability and one person you can count on. He's kind of my rock at this point. And he's always there. He's a figure of great patience, great love. He's dependable. He's steady.
Loki and Professor Fiola have a bond that is closer than the basic hierarchical pet relationships. They have a deep reverence and understanding of each other, which can be noted by Fiola's awareness of their eye contact. Masan, an author and psychoanalyst, is an advocate for the obvious deep emotional connection we have with dogs, and stated how special it is when you have looked into your dog's eyes and he or she has stared back, mirroring your love. We can read love in a dog's eyes. That in itself is something of a miracle. Clearly, Loki has a bond with his family, and it was ever so clear in his behavior during Professor Fiola's wife's pregnancy.
In retrospect, it turned out that he kind of knew from the beginning. You know, they always tell you, you have the baby, bring home the clothes, bring the bed from the hospital to the dog so the dog can smell it.
Yeah.
That way it's not so weird now. So we did all that, you know, we were very uncertain how he's going to react. But basically we brought the baby home and he, it was as if he knew all along. He wasn't weirded out at all. And kind of in retrospect, you think back and basically from the moment, you know, from the very early days of pregnancy, he kind of behaved very differently. He was bonded to my wife. He wouldn't leave her side the whole time. He'd always want to put his head on her belly. And he got a lot more barky and protective of the household. It seems clear in retrospect that he knew that he had a new kind of protector role in some sense. So he got a lot more territorial about, you know, kind of making certain the boundaries of the household were secure, that he was maintaining the integrity of the household.
Over time, Loki became more and more comfortable around the house and truly became a family dog. With any shelter dog, you really never know what you might be getting yourself into. For Professor Fiola and his wife, Loki was a gamble that surely paid off. Loki grew and blossomed from an anxious and stressed dog sitting in a cage to a wonderful family dog with an oversized personality.